what are you supposed to do with the leftover oil from the menorah? After it burns out, the wick, the fire goes out, and there's still leftover oil. To Shulchan Aruch and Simin, Tafrei Shayin Zayin, Sif Dalid, Hanoiser, Bayoim Hashmini, the leftover oil. Hatzorach Lashir Adlaka, what do you do with it? Oiseloi Medura, Visorfoi Bifnei Atzmoi. What do you do with the leftover oil? You're supposed to make a fire. Burn it. You burn the leftover oil. So the Shulchan Aruch says, which we'll see, it's not so simple. Only the oil had tzorich l'shir hadlaka. In other words, when we light our menorah, we put an oil for an hour, for 2 hours, for 3 hours. Only the oil had tzorich l'shir, that half hour of oil. If that oil is left over, then you have to burn it. What does it mean it's left over? You put an oil for a half hour and you yotz it a mitzvah, then the oil gets used up. What does it mean it's left over? That means you lit it. 5 minutes later, it went out. And the halacha is, gepaskin the Shulchan Aruch, kafsa in zakakla. You lit the menorah. 5 minutes later, the menorah went out. So you have oil left over, that half hour worth of oil, 25 minutes left. That oil, the din is, it's huktza. You can't use it for personal use, and that oil you have to burn. So it's just oil for a half hour, as opposed to if you put an oil for 3 hours, your regular menorah, you put it in for 2-3 hours, and after 2 hours, it goes out. That oil is not, it's not aser. Even further, the Shulchan Aruch says earlier that you're even already allowed to be nehana from that oil. L'maisa aloch, it's not so partial, we're going to get to it. But the Shulchan Aruch says, in the din of aser lehonis, you're not allowed to have anah. But then the Shulchan Aruch, not legabe anah, legabe putting it out. After a half hour, you could put it out. You yotze the mitzvah. So maybe like this, the Shulchan Aruch says, oil that's from the first half hour, that oil you're not allowed to be nehana from, you have to burn it. But if it's oil after the half hour, it's mutter b'anah. Now, technically, this din is not only for after Hanukkah. As we know, the wick burning, you burn the oil, you have it over here, Monday, it's really negay every day. You have last night, you lit, and you have leftover oil. If it's from within the half hour, it's aser. But during the week, during the 8 days, you have a parsha to eat, so you just use it for the next night. That's why the Shulchan Aruch Hanoise B'yoy Mashmini, the Mishabur explains, it's only B'yoy Mashmini. So really this shir, today's shir, is really relevant for after Hanukkah. But I guess if the weekly shir is usually Friday's shir and tomorrow we're off, so Mamela, I'm saying it today. But Batsim, it's something that's relevant after Hanukkah, Monday morning, what do you do with the oil? So far, Ba'etzim, this would be less relevant to us because we put in a lot more oil, but it could be Negeya in the first half hour of oil. 30 minutes. Good, that's... You have to have a half hour to be Yotze, which we're going to get to soon. It could be, it's even a longer time now. Well, Yasha, we'll get to that in a minute. But to be Yotze, Dad Laka, you put in Kashir... Tichle Regel Menashuk, which is from when you light, 30 minutes. Now, you're right, Taka, when is this man? That's one shear, it's three shurim for itself, when this shear is. And you're right, if you light earlier, you have to make sure it's longer. On Friday, you have to make sure it goes into Shabbos. And the Chanami, but talking about if you know when this man is, and from then it's Tichle Regel, 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Not necessarily a half hour.
It's not even, we'll get to that mamash in a minute.
So if you had a lot of oil in the cup and it went out after five minutes, you have to burn all of it, or you take out the shear of 30 minutes.
So that I talk, I don't know. Very good. You're bringing it up. Let's come back to that question as well. Also, what happens? Very good, Shaila. You lit 3 hours. It went out after 5 minutes. So l'chayri, you have half hour of oil. But pashtis, it would be like the whole thing is the half hour. I'm going to bring you a case of the bialach. We'll get to it in a minute. L'chayri, which would be pashtis, clearly a Shaila. We mentioned that if it's not the last day, in other words, it's not, it happened last night, you put in exactly a half hour, you could use it for the next night. The Betzela Chachma has an interesting shaila. He discusses about it, that maybe the oil that you have from the night before, last night you had four, we had four candles, and you used what was left over from the new one. To say it's the first one you lit. For tonight, he says, could be you have to use that oil for the fifth candle for the new one. Because if not, you're being moired from Kedusha, from the first candles, the Ikara, then it's not the Mahadrin, and then you're going to use it, if you're going to keep it in that glass, that last night was glass number four, which was the first one you lit, and now you're adding another one, and you're just keeping it there. Now what you're using yesterday's oil was oil from the Ikara mitzvah to tonight, the Mahadrin. Just, if you're going to use that oil, you could use it. You can't use it for something else, but for Hanukkah, you could use it. He speaks about it, he has arichas about it.
So if last night was cup number two, you could leave it there even though today is cup number three?
L'chaira, clearly, Menachem. L'chaira, that's clearly, for whatever reason, whatever the reasons are, that's L'chaira clear. L'chaira, it's only negeya from cup, from the new one of the night before, and now it's going to be just a Mahadran. But let's say, being the last night was four, and what went out was cup number two, and you want to use it again, and now it's going to be your number three, or you're going to keep it. It's one of the, yeah, but it's one of the extras that you have anyways. There's nothing different. The Maila B'Kaidish is the extra one.
The only problem is
Mois of Ahoylach, whatever the reason is, that's the new one.
All the extra ones have the same Kedusha.
Yes, yes, yes. L'chair, it's clear like that, yeah.
Can you give it to someone else in your house to use? Can you give it to someone else in your house? If you had let's say it was the new one last night, or let's say it would come number three from us, can you give it to someone else that's a different...
Meaning if you're the
a different person. I don't see this should be a different... you're the Balbais, give it to someone else because other people's Mahadran. So just to that I could answer you, Be'ez Hashem, Reb Kiveger, this is a separate discussion, but Reb Kiveger declares a Shaila, if you make a brach on Hiddur, I'm not going to go into this case, it's not for today's discussion, do you make a brach on Hiddur? And Reb Kiveger says, I have a right you make a brach on Hiddur, because the Ikara didn't just the Balbais lights. However, here everybody lights and you make a bracha. But says Reb Kiveger, it's not a raya. Because everybody that lights, what's the hiddur? The hiddur is not to be yotze with the balabais, and you're doing your own mitzvah. So and that's mameilu, you're not making a bracha on hiddur, you're making a bracha on the Ikara din. So l'chor, that would be clearly, you give it to somebody else, the other person's being yotze the Ikara din. As the Rambam, it's not an interesting shaila. The Rambam learns that the Rosh Habayis lights for everybody, so then Ataka is Hiddur, doesn't make his own, it doesn't make brachas for every menorah, but he lights, the Ataka would be interesting, maybe he has to, you mean if let's say last night's night number four, and that new candle was used last night, so you have to use it for yourself, for candle five, not for anybody else's menorah, even the new candle. Good point, good point. Now let's get back to your other shaila. Let's stay mesudr over here. The vila, we have a shita that just the first half hour of oil is aser to be used. You're allowed to use it for the menorah, but it's aser to be used, and mainly you have to burn it. The first half hour of oil. So we said, but what you could do is you could use it for the next night. If you use it for the next night, but the next night, you put that leftover oil. Let's say you had, from the 30 minutes, you had 20 minutes of oil. You put it into the next night, but the next night, then already you put more than a half hour. You wanted to add more, you put an hour and a half worth of oil. Says the Bir Halacha, if these leftover oil of the next night, that oil already is going to be oil that's asabana, because you have oil that's mixed in from the night before oil of the first half hour. Yeah, clear or not? You used last night's oil, the half hour oil, you mixed it into tonight's oil, and tonight you put a lot more. So really, more than a half hour, it's not aser. But how you mixed it in of oil from a half hour, it's going to be aser.
Why can't we consider it? If it burns, let's say it burns an hour, we consider it like the Kedusha is off, because it already burnt the full time and took all the Kedusha.
So, Lamai, you have a point, but the oil that was mixed in the night before, you're asking that the new night, after a half hour, you're good to go. But the oil...
Removing a half hour, so, worth of 3 hours of oil.
Lamai says like this. First, let's see the Bialocha clearly. If you mix in last night's oil into tonight's oil, last night's oil is oil that's aser. Okay. It's oil that's aser. Okay. So you mix it into tonight. Like the Bir Halacha says, if you have shishim, then it's not a problem. Which means if you have a little drip from last night, which is asar oil, and you fill up a glass, it's bottle b'shishim, it's okay. But if it's not bottle, no, but even after a half hour means when you have 3 hours of oil. So the first half hour is what's the oil limit svasa. But you mixed in last night's oil into tonight. Last night's oil is oil shel iser. Iser, that you're not allowed to have an off from it. It's
that was his question. His question was, if you have 3 hours worth of oil and it didn't burn half an hour, even half an hour. So 3 hours worth of oil now is usser.
Oh, so let's get back to that Shiloh. So I need the Olam's help.
Same thing.
Is it like that? What happens?
Yeah, because if it burns half an hour, it's like removing half an hour's worth.
No, his Shiloh was it didn't burn a half hour.
Right.
It didn't burn a half hour.
How much is usser? Is 3 hours worth usser? Only half an hour's worth. You remove that, and then the rest is okay.
So that's the Shiloh. Could you be poisha from the Bialach of the Shiloh?
So this is the same question I would just had. If you had yesterday's half hour mixed into today's oil, in today's mitzvah oil, and then you have a little bit left over even now. So is the isser still on all this oil? So some of yesterday's half hour, even though today burned one.
Yankee, this case that you're saying, no, the Bialochas case is a very easy. One second, the Bialochas case is very straightforward. You moved in oil from last night into tonight. That's oil. That's aser.
And it didn't burn down all the way, even if it burnt more than half an hour.
No. We're talking about oil from last night. You put in exactly a half hour. It burnt 5 minutes. You have 25 minutes worth of oil. That oil is regular iser. You mix it into tonight. It doesn't make a difference even if tonight's oil is 3 hours. You mixed in oil shall iser. The iser, which we'll define a little better later on in the shiur. But you mixed in oil shall iser. That oil that you mixed in is mixed with today's oil. I don't care if today burnt already a half hour. Nothing to do with today's burning. You have oil of last night's iser. The shaila, this is a different shaila. We want to know, even within today, let's just focus on today. You put in 3 hours of oil. You put in 3 hours of oil. It burnt for 5 minutes. So, be'etzem, only a half hour worth of oil should be aser. But I don't know how that would work. L'chay would vite to be that 25 minutes is nes'ar with everything else. I'm just bringing the concept of the bi'alocha from tomorrow to within today. What does the Olam say? I don't know.
It's different than the case.
Absolutely. Bialach is crystal clear. Taruv is from one day to the next.
How are you supposed to know which oil is that part of the half hour and which one's not? Why is that
take,
not
take out a spoonful.
Let me take
it.
It's a
pop.
Oh,
the top. I mean, it's even within the day itself.
How do you prepare a
mishum on
brew?
It should be
theoretical. No, it's theoretical because we don't know.
How different than
shuma? A half an hour.
But there are both. Therefore, we don't know what oil is part of that half hour.
This is the half hour.
You
can
just pull out a little bit and say this is the.
L'chayr like it's nisara from one day to the next. L'chayr within one day also would be nisara.
It's
what say?
Let's say you only
had
a half hour.
Let's leave the shayla on hold for now. Toilet will be mavar or vita maybe by another Hanukkah masiba or Shabbos or something. If there's any more, it's a good shayla. Bialach is very clear. You're mixing from last night to tonight. It's iser. Here the shayla is in the 3 hours of oil, only a little bit burned. So how do you, the shayla breira? Let's leave it. Let's leave it on hold for a little bit now.
Breira is you need to do a maisa hafrasha on a
maisa hafrasha.
No, because what does it mean, Breira? The Breira Lamaisa, we want that you should take off oil and say that this is the half hour oil. That's what we mean, Breira.
I understand. That's like a Matthias. That's already. You need the actual oil that was actually going to burn.
What do you mean,
Breira? You don't need the actual, meaning you're creating the.
So you're saying you can't. Why wouldn't you say, if you say Breira? So you take out some oil, and if yesh breira, you would say this oil that you scooped out, now, this is the leftover 25 minutes oil, this will talk to be us about, and I'll use it for tomorrow, and the remainder oil is
there was an ambiguous for my sauce, and you're just solidifying it. you're just making it.
You're saying, but
yeah, I mean, you're the kind of
shaker. It's not.
Good. This is Hilchas Breiras for also after Pimavar. So Lamaisa, this is one shita, very clear one shita, that only the 30 minutes of oil, or like mentioned before, we'll see it's not Padafka 30 minutes, but Be'erich 30 minutes, like the Rambam says, Be'erich 30, that's the shear. There are chulkim that hold that all the oil is aser. Any oil doesn't make a difference if you put in 30 minutes, you have a huge glass, the menorah downstairs, the big menorah, you have a lot of oil. All the oil is nichlal in hoktzol abitzvasa. All the oil is aser. And memelu, the poskim, the meshubur, the poskim, the Eliyahu Rabbah, the Magen Avraham, others say to be machmer, to make a tenai, that the remainder oil, you don't want to be makzit lemitzvasa. These poskim are not like the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch clearly says, Hanoisim and Hashemen, Hatzorach l'shir adlaka. What you need. These poskim say, no, even if you put in a lot more oil, you have a big revish of glass and it burns for 5 hours, it's all nichlal. It's all nichlal. And the Mela, the poskim say, you make a tonight that anything past the half hour, you don't want it to be makzil mitzvasa. But oifen, that if it goes out after a half hour, you can do whatever you want with the oil. But says Reb Shlomo Zalman, this tanai only works for oil after a half hour. Let's go back to the first sheet that says the first 30 minutes, the tanai doesn't work. You can't make a tanai if you need the first 30 minutes to be yotze. So there's no way you can't make a tanai. Bedoima, he says, even if you make a tanai that you don't want to be makta, you're lighting with less than the shear. You're lighting with less than the shear that you have, because you don't want to be makta la mitzvasa. It's bedoimit the sukkahs. The tfanas, the walls of the sukkahs, hukta la mitzvasa, clearly. You can't make a tanai. If you're using it for sukkahs, it's hukta la mitzvasa. Rabbi Yashiv. So this is a Yeshman HaPoiskim, and it's like the Mishabura says, Lahachmer, to make a Tanai. Rabbi Yashiv says it could be this Shita, we would even need to be Machmer, that all the oil, more than a half hour, it doesn't say how much, and more than a half hour would be part of what's Hukzel Mitzvasa. Because he says, like mentioned before, these are Shira, a half hour, the Gemara doesn't say a half hour, the Gemara says, Acha Tichel Regel Manashuk. So Tichel Regel Manashuk is a half hour. But let's say if you're in a place like what we have is that people go much later. So it comes out, Me'ikra din of the key in my mitzvah, you have to put much more. They learn like that. And the Rambam says, for kamahu zman, how long is it? So the Rambam says, K'moy chatzi shah o yoyser. Like a half hour or more. So others explain the briskerov that what does it mean a half hour or more? If tichle regel, the teretz is, it's dependent on tichle regel. And if tichle regel is an hour later, 2 hours later, then the zman is 2 hours.
It depends when you light. If you light very late, then it could be tichle regel when you light. It could be no
So then really, that's a separate discussion that really you can't light anymore. Lamaisa we could, because we do it inside. We have Pesum and Issa for the family. But what you're asking, if you light later, Tichle Regel is a half hour after the Zman. The Shkia, second Shkia, it's a half hour later. But Lamaisa, if Tichle Regel gets extended, like Bizmanenu, that these lights, people out till 10, 11, 12 o'clock, so then these are later Zman. So we have over here two shitas. Either just the first half hour is what, like the Shulchan Aruch speaks about, it's hoktzel l'mitzvasa. We have a shita that it's not only the half hour, it's all the oil that you put in l'mitzvah. There's a third shita, shitas haritva, which is not brought l'halacha b'chlal. The ritva says that the oil for the mitzvah is only while you makayim the mitzvah. But oifen is mekel, that if it goes out within a half hour, even that oil, even the first half hour, even that oil is not hooked to the mitzvah. It's only vivid, it's part of the mitzvah. Kaf sein zakakla. Once the fire goes out, you will yotze the mitzvah. Done. You will yotze. So that oil, you don't have to burn it. which really means this din of the Shulchan Aruch, which the Makor is a Shultis, to burn the oil after Hanukkah, the Ritva doesn't have such a din b'chlal. There's no such thing as burning any oil, because any oil that you have in the menorah, a lot or a little, you can't take out the oil while it's burning. But once the fire goes out, whether if it was burning for 5 minutes, a half hour, doesn't make a difference. The fire went out, you were yotze the mitzvah, kaf sein zakaklo. What'd you say? I hear the shayla, it's a good shayla, a very good shayla. Hazmana milsa, l'chayra, it's only hooked, so once you light it becomes part of the mitzvah. Pashtus is only once you light it. I don't know if it's hazmana milsa, if you say only made by derech. You're saying because you already poured it into the glass, then it would be negeya.
Until wick burns,
let's say if what say?
The problem with the wick. So if you lick the wick, and it got lit, but the wick was, you know, there was a wax on the bottle, it wasn't drawing up oil. So the oil would never.
So that's maybe a shailan adlaka also. We'll leave it for now, but you're asking a shailan stamid hilchas adlaka. You lit it. And kafsein zaka klapa. Let's say when you lit it, there wasn't a proper adlaka. It's time it's a shayla if you were yotze. Maybe you were on yotze, so you never lit it, bachlal. Now that we have clear what's aser, let's understand why is it aser. You see, by sukkah, there's an iser to be nehana from the tfanis as sukkah. It's huksala mitzvasa. It's pashas even a deraisa. The walls of the sukkah, you're not allowed to be nehana. The gemara sukkah daftes brings a drosha. It's aser to be nehana from the tfanis asukah. Still, even though it's aser, you take a look in Shulchan Aruch and the Poskim clearly, once sukkah is over, it's not aser b'ana. The only thing you're not allowed to do is you're not allowed to be mezalzel. We spoke about this after sukkah with the story with the Chassam Sofi. You're just not allowed to be mezalzel. But you're allowed to enjoy the wood. You can do whatever you want with the wood. Just not to make a bazaar, not to trample on the boards. So what happened over here, Frekteran, what happened over here by Menorah, it's a Dirabbanan, it's only a Dirabbanan, and after you're finished, it's Aser, you have to burn it. Why is it different than the walls of the Sukkah, which there is the Isser Midoiraisa Bapashtis, Bahana, and then afterwards, just not the Mezalzel, the oil also, just not the Mezalzel. Why can't you use the oil to cook with it? Or even if you want to throw it out, just not Baderech Bezoyin. So the Ram says like this. He says, "Atzei asukah, the boards, you're only makta it for 7 days. The boards is something that can last for 5 years. So when you build a sukkah, it could last for 5 years. So when you build it, in your mind, you're only using these boards for sukkahs for the 7 days of sukkahs. After sukkahs, for the days after sukkahs, you're not makta daitai. Memela after sukkahs." It's not huktzala betzvasa, as opposed to the oil of Chanukah. The oil of Chanukah, when you put it into the glass, whether you put in 30 minutes or as much oil you put in, you're not putting it in and, okay, when I'm waiting for it to go out and I want to use the oil afterwards. You're putting it in, you max it till it gets burnt out. So there you're being maxed it in a different way. You're kind of putting it away into the glass and you don't want it anymore. So such a huktzah is huktza and gansin, which means even after the mitzvah, and that's why it is a din, that hanoisim and Hashem and b'yoy mashmini, you burn it. Are you going to ask me Shabbos? The oil, did anybody ever hear that the leftover from Friday night's candle happens sometimes, it goes out, these leftover oil. Over there, there's no din b'chlal. That it's aser, that you have to besreifa, you have to put it in a cup and then save it to burn it. You could just throw it out. Yeah? If you could show me tomorrow, Malcolm, the relight after. It's interesting. It happens sometimes. You light, it goes out. Interesting. Oh, very good. It's either the Ran or, I'm forgetting now, or if it's the Bais Yosef says, very good. Neir Shabbos Kavaldik, there's no Isser. Not only there's no Isser, there's actually a din to be Nehana from the Neiris. You only Yoitzer Neir Shabbos if you can be Nehana. So Melech Cholik Be'ikroi. Neir Chanukah is aser b'ana, aser l'shtamash l'ayri the Gemara. We're talking about rather, the Gemara is talking about during, we're talking afterwards. We'll get to that in a second also. But Neir Shabbos, forget, Neir Shabbos is mutter b'ana. Why taka? Why taka? We said because yamaksa daitai. But why taka? And we said it's different than sukkah because sukkah yamaksa daitai only for the boards now, not afterwards. What's the pshat by Chanukah? The whole isser of, let's take a step back for a second. The whole isser of Chanukah, of the oil, is what the Gemara says in Shabbos. The Gemara says, Asa l'shtamash l'oira, you're not allowed to be in the money. And the Gemara says the reason is that it shouldn't be bezuyas olav. So the shaila is, good, that's during its burning, during your makayim, the mitzvah, not the mevaza. But after the mitzvah is over, which means during the Chanukah lecht, you count money, so it's a bezoyin ha-mitzvah. But once it's out, why can't you use that oil? Whether to light regular candles, it shouldn't be dark. But let's back up for a minute. We explained why it's different than sukkah. But lemaisa, the whole isser of the oil of Chanukah, what's the isser b'chlal? The isser is, what's the isser of the oil? We just said Ner Shabbos is in Lahana. So that's maybe Ner Chanukah also. Teretz says, no. You're not allowed to have Anah from Ner Chanukah. We're saying it's Huktzala Mitzvasa. Shabbos is also Huktzala Mitzvasa. You're allowed to have Anah. Chanukah, what's Chanukah? Chanukah, you're not allowed to have Anah because it'll be Bezuya. So that's only during. Afterwards, why can't you have Anah? No tanais and no huktzas. Avada, when you do your light nearest Chanukah, be'etzim you can have anah. Why can you have anah during it? Be'etzim even during that lakah. So the Gemara says shloi tei bezuyas. Okay, so during, we said before to be different than sukkah because if it's huktzel and mitzvasa, not huktzel and mitzvasa. What'd say?
How do you do that?
No, because even right now the shaila said even right now. It's not aser be'etzim. You just if you. But how did they aser? Pashas, you understand? They only asered it. They asered it. You're not. What did they? They said you're not allowed to have anah. How did they aser it? You're not allowed to have anah because it shouldn't be bezuyos. Okay. So during, if you have anah, it's bezuyos. Afterwards, it's not going to be bezuyos. What's the problem?
If Chazal asered it during, how all of a sudden it's become other afterwards?
Because when they asked it during, how did they ask it? They said now that it's kenevela and then they have to make it ois nevela. They just said, don't be nehana from the oil because it'll be bezuyos. Let's get to the teretz and you'll see that what you're saying, even into the next extent, is also not so pashut from the Meiri. You're asking that once it's asa during, it's asa afterwards. L'chaira, during, it's only asa because it shouldn't be bezuyos. Afterwards, you're not being mevazer a mitzvah, you yotzer a mitzvah, so finished, you're done. You're asking once they asked, they asked. The Meiri brought also later in the Avud Raham, the Meiri says the following. Avada, like the Gemara says, that they asked to have anah from the oil. But you know how they asked it? It's different than other mitzvahs. Other mitzvahs, let's say an esrig, which is huktzel a mitzvasa, you're allowed to smell the esrig on sukkahs. You're allowed to have anah. Why? You're allowed to have anah. So why can you have anah from? You can have anah. So what happened over here by Ner Chanukah? Vada mishum not to be mevaza. But you know how they answered it. The Ran says such a concept also brought in the Meshavur Tafreshai and Gimel Ches that when they answered it, they didn't just answer it to say don't have anah, not to be mevaza. They gave it a din kemenoyres based amigdash. They gave the oil of our menorah kemenoyres based amigdash. In previous years, I gave a shiur with a lot of things that we have. Our menorah is doima to the menorah of the Beis Hamikdash. There's a kuntras around, whoever wants. Go, a lot of things that are the same, a lot of things that are chaluk. So Mamela over here, when they answered it, they answered in benefiting from the oil like the menorah of the Beis Hamikdash. Being that they answered like the menorah of the Beis Hamikdash during its answer. And Zoktemiri Chiddush, not only did they make it Kemenoyres Beis Hamikdash during, even afterwards also, which really would be interesting. Once they made it during, they don't have to make it afterwards, but he says very clearly they made it during and afterwards also. So Mamela, that's very clear why it's Aser. This whole Shia was speaking about is Aser to have Anah from it, because it's Bedoyma, just like in the Menorah of the Beis Hamikdash. You're not allowed to have Anah from Hegdish. Since you now that I have anah from Hegdish, Mamela, it's Aser L'shtamash L'oira. Being that you now that I have anah, that's the pashtus why you can't, could you use oil? Next week you're left over with a half a cup of oil, could you use it for the Shabbos candles? Pashtus avadanat, because you now that I be nehana from it. How the Chacham Shleimer has a chiddush, and he says, I don't know if it's we paskin like that, but the Chacham Shleimer Nagoyis and Shulchan Aruch says that you're allowed to use that oil for the Menorah Beis HaKnesses. You have candles to be able to daven Mincha Meir of Shabbos and a Menorah Beis HaKnesses. He says, because mitzvah, because it's lav lahanis nitnu, v'oi, the whole reason you're not allowed to have anar from the oils shouldn't be bezuyois. If you use that oil, you're using that oil for the Menorah Beis HaKnesses, it's not bezuyous, you could use it. Just real quickly to finish up another 2-3 minutes. So what do you taka do with the oil? The Shulchan Aruch says that you burn it. Why do you burn it? Why can't you put it away for next year? You should be able to put it away for next year, the oil. So the Poskim say, the Mishnah Berurah brings it, that it's going to be a bali de takala. You might use that oil to usher. You might use it to eat, to cook with the oil. You put it in your scrambled egg. Or even if you put it in a cup, like a klicheris, that it's dirty, you're not going to eat it. You might come li de michshel. A person might use it to use it for oil, for lighting candles. In the olden days, that was a regular way instead of electric. They used to use it. So vaitamel li de michshel. You're supposed to burn it right away. You burn the oil. Talking about burning the oil, right away, there is a minig, and just lahara, there's a minig that there are people that keep this oil to burn an Erev Pesach with a fire. So, interesting, the day Mikhshab, I don't know what the answer is, but just people that do hold on to it.
For next year.
Be'etzim, not to be bali de takala, you don't have to dafka burn it. You could bury it also. Really, you could bury the oil as well. But Yashu says the reason why to burn it rather than to bury it is vita bedoima to the Beis Hamikdash, the leftover oil from the menorah. He says that they burnt. So mameila, that's why we burn it. That's the idea. Justice shalei bali de takala, you put it away. Just to conclude, I don't want to leave this out. I think the Ilm will enjoy it. These skula to use oil for Hanukkah, leftover oil for a roiz. How do you say it in English? What's the
cellulitis?
It's like a red, call it a rash or something. It could even be a sakana if it spreads. So people use that. They put it on the roiz on the cellulitis for refuah. So how are you allowed to use it? L'chayra. It's also, you're not allowed to have anah. So for that, it's pretty simple why you're allowed to use it. Because the skula, it's brought B'Shem Dekotzke Rebbe, others, many others, have a lot. I'm going to leave a lot of interesting stories about it. The people who use this oil, it's umenoyser kankanim, the leftover from the barrel, nasa nesla sheishanim. The roiz is a flower, sheishanim. So that's leftover oil in the bottle. And the Bir Halacha right here says, our whole discussion today was only lagavi, the oil that we put into the glass already to use. But the leftover oil in the barrel and your bottle, that's not awesome. So that's clearly that you could. However, there are those that use the oil, vaita but amamash, these different stories, different mices. Reb Itzik of Peshvarsk, there's a lot of stories that it was taka, that it helped out. Different things were full of the oil itself from the oil that was used. You're not allowed to have ano. So real quickly, either it's talking about anyways, the oil is more than the half hour. And even if you're the shita, that everything becomes hooked, so we said a t'nai works. So pashtis, this is a stomach that you want to leave it over. It's like you make a t'nai for the remainder oil. But to conclude, these are Ramah. The Ramah in Yoyredeya. The Ramah says, Hilchas Avodah Zarah, Yesh Oimrim, the Koli Suri Anah B'Derabana. Let's say Stam Yenam. It's Hilchas Avodah Zarah. Stam Yenam is Aser B'Anah, but M'Derabanan. Zok Shulchan Aruch, Mutter Lehisrapo Yisbehen. A person's allowed to heal himself with Isuri Anah. So here, the oil of Hanukkah, it might even be better. I'm going to leave it out. Afterwards, I could explain. But at least, even if you want to call it, it's Yisuri Anah, Mutter L'Hisrapes. It's the Rabbanon, Mutter L'Hisrapes. And merely allowed to use the oil. For the Roiz, that's talking about the oil in the bottle, Zicha Mutter. But even to use the oil itself, Mutter L'Hisrapes. Afreilich and Hanukkah.